Julie, you've got a story for us. That's great.
It's great. It's not news. It's great. So my guest this week hardly needs an introduction. I'm going to give you a hint. For today, I propose we change our name to the Yukon 360 podcast. All right, fine. But really, we had the most special guest in the studio the other day, our beloved mascot, the best in the country, the very goodest boy, Jonathan the 14th, stopped by with one of his handlers to answer your burning questions. We're so excited to have Jonathan the 14th here in the studio with one of his handlers, MC Meadows. MC is co-chair of Alpha Phi Omega's Husky Committee. We got a ton of questions for both you as the handler and Jonathan on social media, and MC's going to be doing some translating for us, and some of these questions are for her. First of all, tell me a little bit about APO and what you guys do as Jonathan's handlers.
Yeah, so APO stands for Alpha Phi Omega, and we are a service fraternity on campus. We basically focus on the principles of leadership, friendship, and service. And we took over the care of Jonathan in the 1970s when the student government was like, yay, we're going to sell him because he represented the man. Not sure what that means.
But, we have talked about that actually on our podcast
before. It's very interesting. So we basically took him over and we've been caring for every Jonathan ever since.
Awesome. Yeah. And our current Jonathan, Jonathan the 14th, tell us a little bit about his origin story. Where was he born?
He was born on October 5th, 2013. And he was born in El Dorado, Arkansas to Husky Harbor. And his mom's name is Aurora and she is all white. And his dad's name is Rusty and he's copper colored. So sort of brown and white.
Oh, that's really interesting. With his coloring.
Yeah, definitely.
He has such a beautiful coat, and we had an Instagram user, Sue Pansierra, wanted to know, does Jonathan like to be brushed, and how often does it happen? Your fur is so beautiful.
Oh, yes. He loves to be brushed, mostly just because during the process he gets a ton of treats. But he definitely needs a thorough brushing about once a week, and we blow his coat a few times a year. His fur is super thick and has a ton of layers, so it helps him keep cool in the summer and then warm in the winter.
Kathleen Ann wants to know, Jonathan, we have a husky puppy named Maya Moore. Clearly, she's a Yukon fan.
Love that.
I was wondering if your groomer trims the fur on your paw pads. Maya tends to slip a bit on our tile floors, but hates it when we go near her paws.
Yes. So John Gagnon's gives him a proper grooming, including trimming the hair that grows on his foot pads, and it gives him really good grip on the basketball court, you know? When he's out there.
A little slippery out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You mentioned John Gagnon's, which is one of Jonathan's sponsors.
Yes,
how
else
is he cared for? How do you guys raise the money to take care of him, and who else helps in his care?
Sure. So we do a lot of fundraising all year round. APO raises all funds for his care, and we do calendar sales. You can usually get those just before the end of December. Yes, they're wonderful. I have like three. We do pin sales with his face on them, and we do wedding and engagement photos for people. But he also has a few different sponsors. So we often go to Fenton River Veterinarian Hospital. So they provide all the care for both Jonathan the 14th and the 13th, his brother. And John Gagnon's Pet Resort, they do grooming and daycare. He loves playing with all the dogs there. It's so cute.
There's another interesting question that came up a bunch of times when we asked for people to tell us what they wanted to know. Mm-hmm. Some people asked, what is Jonathan's real name?
All of Jonathan's handlers do have nicknames for the boys. You know, Jonathan the 13th was called Fluffy Butt, Bunny, because when he plays, he hops around. It's really cute. And Jonathan the 14th is often called Bubba. You know, he's from the South, so it's very fitting. But anyone that tells you that Jonathan has a name other than Jonathan doesn't really know him. They're likely seeking attention, or they aren't really a true fan of UConn. Our handlers spend a significant time with the Jonathan, so their voices are really familiar and always a source of calm in chaotic environments. And we constantly talk to him throughout events, so that helps us stand out in an environment where there are a ton of voices, you know, screaming, Jonathan, Jonathan. He's very tuned in on us and listens to our commands.
So you're talking about how you guys have to teach Jonathan to do different things when he is in crowds. What do you like about being a handler?
Oh, I love everything about being a handler. You know, spending time with the boys is always fun. We get to see them at least once a week to walk them during the day, and it's really nice. It's definitely a sense of calm when we're stressed with exams and stuff. It's always nice to be able to come see the boys and chill out for a little bit.
It's pretty much the best version of a therapy dog.
Absolutely.
Our beloved mascot. What are you and some of the other handlers surprised by when it comes to caring for Jonathan and being out with them?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of stuff that people do that we don't really always understand why. People often try to grab him or the leash, and we're the only ones who can hold the leash, and we do it for his safety, so it's always kind of like, what are you doing? But people always lean down to greet him also when they're holding food in their hands, and he's very enticed by that mm-hmm. food. So you'll either, you know, lose your food or we'll just pull him right away. Definitely keep your food to the side or hand it to someone else.
Good tips.
And joggers and runners also concern him. He's like, what are you running from? Do I need to run too? I don't know. Aww. So he's definitely ready.
People wanted to know, how long is the training process for Jonathan?
Honestly, it's never ending. We're always working with him, especially since he's a husky. They always try to test you. They want to know, are you paying attention? Did you notice that slice of pizza on the ground that I'm about to eat? How many times can I ignore your commands? How many times do you want to say it? That's why we sort of follow some rigid guidelines, just to make sure that Jonathan lets us lead him and not he leads us. And we have a lot of patience.
So we do have a bunch of questions for Jonathan.
Oh, yes.
Mark and Mary Capon asks, what's your favorite treat?
Carrots and cucumbers, black raspberries that he picks himself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, yep. Always a healthy boy. But, you know, when he wants that treat, the dairy bar, they have their pup cups. Vanilla ice cream with a dog treat on top.
That's great. We did get asked what his dairy bar order is.
That's a favorite.
Do you get extra snacks for being the country's best mascot?
Of course. You know, he's the goodest boy.
He is the goodest boy.
Yes.
What are Jonathan's pet peeves?
Oh, he hates bees.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, me too.
Many of us do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't blame him. He hates high-pitched squealing. Definitely not good for his good hearing. And also repetitive photographs. If I had to sit that long, I probably would be upset too.
We'd all get a little fidgety.
He also truly knows a dog lover versus someone who just wants to take a photo with him, and he reacts definitely accordingly.
He doesn't like the paparazzi.
No.
How does he handle all the screaming fans at Rentler and Gamble? You did touch on that also. And this is from our UConn 360 super fan, Stephen Winchell. He also wants to know if Jonathan thinks West is better than Towers.
Well, we can't answer that part because we don't want to start a campus rivalry here.
Jonathan's like Switzerland. He's neutral.
He loves it all. But as for screaming fans, he always assumes that they're just cheering him on. When it was time for Jonathan the 13th to retire, we approached several reputable breeders with a lengthy list of requirements, of course, for our new mascot. Not caring is always number one, you know.
He has to be aloof.
Yes, very important. And the breeder that we got 14 from has children who played in the band, and they would always play their instruments at home, and he stood out because he didn't really mind it.
Oh,
so
good.
We knew he was a dog for us.
So he can handle that Pride of Connecticut marching band just
definitely,
fine.
Definitely. His nonchalant attitude, very easy to train, very easy to take to events. So
that's great.
He's definitely perfect.
Christine Crawcraft Keene says, so what's really up with you and Officer Tildy? Does Jonathan have a girlfriend? These are some other questions about Officer Tildy. When are you taking Officer Tildy on another date? If it's not on Instagram, it didn't happen.
Well, they definitely have play dates, but they both work a lot. You know, they're working dogs, so they do like to spend time together. But Officer Tildy loves to retrieve, an attitude he definitely does not understand. but other than that, they get along great. Maybe we can have more time after they both retire from their
full-time
jobs.
We hope that's not for a long time. We're getting near the end of our rapid fire questions. Ooh. Submissions. Tasmanian Lee asks, what is Jonathan's favorite season of the year?
Oh, of course, winter. Of course. He loves, loves, loves the snow. So he legitimately loses his mind. He's so happy.
We've seen the videos.
Oh, yes.
He has a good time. At 77KDH asks, is Jonathan does any therapy dog work?
So he doesn't officially do any therapy dog work, but he does have his Canine Good Citizen certificate. So you can go online and check that out, what it entails. You'll be very impressed with all of the stuff that he had to complete. And as a puppy, he's visited alumni in the hospital and he's been to retirement homes, but his commitments at UConn always keep him pretty busy.
Winnie McCarrow asks, what's Jonathan's favorite thing to do?
Well, he loves walking on campus and watching people. They're fascinating to him, let me tell you.
What's his favorite place on campus? Where does he like to hang out and go for a walk?
Well, he loves behind the Benton.
That's my favorite spot.
Yeah, it's really beautiful back there, and it's very cool during the day, so it's very good for summer. But in bad weather, he loves to go to ITE C80, the giant lecture hall. He can run around, do whatever he wants. It's his definition of a good time. And he, of course, loves Horse Barn Hill. All the smells, the cows, the grass, the wind, all of it.
And finally, what is Jonathan's favorite thing about UConn?
Well, you know, did I mention ice cream earlier? Because it's ice cream. Seriously, he loves all the students and staff. He loves meeting new people and interacting with them and hearing them cheer him on in the stands at games and events. It's really all about the students and staff here.
That's great. Well, we love him, too. And thank you so much for coming to visit us. This is a real treat.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Thank you, MC.
I love that. That's probably our most special guest.
That's like a big guest.
That is.
He was here in the studio,
yes.
Right where we are sitting.
There's photographic proof if you go online, folks.
Yep. Those were real sounds of him making little growls.
You have him on your shirt.
Currently, I do have him on my shirt.
Yes.
And we've talked about him many times.
We always talk about him. I know. She was telling me all this history stuff, and I was like, we talk about that all the time.
He's no stranger in this building either.
No, we love him here. He comes to visit a lot. We're very, very lucky.
Thanks to Jonathan and his handlers.
Yes. Thank you, guys. That was great.